Grace and peace. This is A.L. Blue of Better Lifeology. I'm a pastor, mentor, author, and Better Life teacher of the spiritual community, the Better Life Empowerment Movement Incorporated. And you're listening to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast. What if I told you that you are more than they told you? What if I told you that you are better than you ever imagined? That you have power within you, a God-given power to change your current reality, no matter how much or how little that change may be. See, this power is within you. Join us on a journey of discovery that you may live your better life now. It's called Better Lifeology. And as you learn of these skills, practices, along with the Better Life principles, you will see the results you've been praying for, the results you've been looking for, and ultimately running after. And now they'll be manifested in you. Better Lifeology is the ability to learn how to manifest your better life now. And anyone can do this. It starts with you. And we have an assignment from God, an ordained purpose, to help you build your better life experience as you're tapping into the power that is already contained within you. Welcome to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast, where it's already getting better.
Good afternoon, family of God. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on our Lunchtime with God. We welcome each and everyone who's on the line today, those who are here for the first time, and those who are returning. We thank you for being with us. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us to feed your spirit while on your lunch break. Excuse me. As we get ready to welcome our man of God, please have your Bibles, notebooks, and pens ready. Our worship leader will be joining us shortly to set the atmosphere. Excuse me. Sister Erica, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Better Life. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you all this afternoon. Amen. And as we set the atmosphere today, I want to ask you a question. How many of you believe that God can come in and change everything? Amen. He can change everything in your life. Every circumstance, every situation, he can change it all within the blink of an eye. Amen. But it's up to us to be in agreement with him. We have to believe him for the change. Amen. We have to believe it, we speak it, and it manifests. But we must be in agreement with God in order for him to come in and do what he needs to do to change. So how do we come in agreement with him? We come in agreement with him through worship, through prayer, thanksgiving, and also our attitude, our heart. Whatever is in our heart, amen, that's what comes out. So to come in agreement with him, with your heart, let's worship. So let's set the atmosphere for worship, amen. Hallelujah. I'm worshiping and not afraid. It is shifting the atmosphere to the heavens are open. This Christ is shifting. Shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. A world of shifting the atmosphere. It is moving. And this breaking, this worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Jordan is here. He's bringing you to a greater place of service, a greater place of receiving, a greater place of becoming. And it's only because of his grace. Eric from Orlando, Florida, for you, being obedient to God, worshiping, and setting the atmosphere. For our lunchtime with God teaching, we will together at the same time to give you a word from the Lord to help you make it through your week. This is not just any time. We're in 2019, and at the first teaching of 2019, God has given me a word just for you, a word that's entitled, I'm Changing Everything. That's according to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 22 to 24. If you'd be so kind, we'll want you to turn there in your Bible. Turn there, Ephesians, the 4th chapter. We're going to dwell in verses 22 to 24 to open up at the... ...2019 being different than any other year of their life. God, we ask you, bless your people, that you will cause your anointing to help us to rise to a whole other level. Bless you for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, saints of God, I'm going to make sure we got a good connection on the line. Look like we have had technical difficulties earlier. As you turn to your Bible to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 22 to 24, we're going to reestablish the line so there's no breaking in the line. So turn there in your scriptures. I'm going to reestablish the line. Therefore, we have a clarity as we go forth. Okay, hopefully that is a little bit better. Hopefully that the line is a little bit better. But if you have your Bibles, I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible, and I'm going to read it the same scripture from the Amplified Bible, which is going to give you two perspectives of the text to bring greater clarity. In the 4th chapter, verses 22 to 24, here's what the Lord says. All right, it says, then throw off your old nature, the old you that was a partner in your evil ways, rotten through and through, full of lust and sham. Verse 23, now your attitude, your thoughts must all be consistent with changing for the better. Yes, you must be a new and different person, holy, good, clothe yourself with the new nature. Now I'm going to read the same Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 22 to 24, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Here's what it says here. In the Amplified version, it says, yourself, your former nature. Put on, discard your old, unrenewed self with which characteristics will characterize your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt. And doctors that spring from you just 23. And be consistently renewed. Somebody say consistently renewed. Be consistently renewed in the spirit of your mind. Having a fresh mental spiritual attitude. 24. And put on new nature, which is regenerated self, creating God's image, God-like, in both righteousness and holiness. Now, we begin to bless the word, bless the spirit, and the receiver of the Spirit. really go off in scripture today. The thing I want you to understand, when we just ascend to A, I'm changing everything. One of the things you must understand is, first of all, let me put aside this. If you're having issues with connection, we are also going back to Cisco. So, either way, whatever's going to be the best for you to listen to today, sir, you are free to do so. As we get ready to go forth, word is blessed, so on and so forth, and we thank each and every one of you for being with us. Let me first start off by saying this. I'm convinced that everything and everyone changes. The question is, change for better. See, the sad tragedy that exists in the human experience, whereby we all have a deep desire for everything else to change but us. And there's a reason why God never changes first circumstance. First will change them. Or if he does, then the old you will mess up and ruin the new situation. Then the old you will mess up the new situation. The old you will mess up and ruin the new situation. Say change. See, if oftentimes in the past I have personally made the mistake of wanting everything different but me. Have you been there too? Is there anybody who has ever been at that place where you wanted everything different? You wanted every situation to be according to your pace, according to your space, but the only issue with that is that you didn't want to change. See, we understand that there's been a time whereby we all have made the mistake of wanting a new marriage, but not to become the new husband or the new wife that we had to be. We want a new job. Didn't want to be committed contributor to the betterment of the company. You wanted more money, but did not want to raise your financial IQ to handle more money before it comes in. You want to be alive, but you're unwilling to learn what is necessary in order for you to become better. You want to be used by God to lead others, but you're not even able to submit under others to be led of God. See, this all goes back to the same issue that I dealt with and we all have to contend with, and that is we need to change, and it must start with us. Somebody say, I'm changing everything, me included. You've got to understand that if there's going to be a change, it first must start within you. See, as we look at the text, let's look at God's perspective or his point of view towards the matter. It all starts in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 17th verse. Let me teach for a moment, and then we're going to get there. But in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 17th verse, here's what the Lord says. So I tell you this, and I insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. Now hear me. Not living as the Gentiles do. The Gentiles were those who did not know God. Okay? So everything starts in verse 17. All right? When verse 17, Ephesians 4, 17 through 19, what we see here is the character of the old man. The old man. And for some of you, you're currently struggling with that. And it's very important to understand that what you don't deal with, is bound to continue. And whatever you ignore, you will empower to constantly be. And if we don't start dealing with the old man, the old nature, the old character, who we used to be, then we're going to try and take the old us into a new situation. Oftentimes, the question has come to me, well, Pastor Blue, how do I know this year is going to be different than the last year? And while people are looking for some deep spiritual and impressive commentary that comes from me, I simply respond to them this way. There will be no difference except for you. And that since 2019 will be the same year that you, the same type of struggle you struggled with in 2018 until you become different. That if this year is going to be better, it's because you're determined to change everything. And it's here, my friends, that you must understand that we're seeing. And watch what Paul states in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Paul begins to start off this whole chapter of Ephesians, verses 1 through 6, by saying, because of this high calling, we should walk or live in a different way than the world around us does. Somebody shall change. See, Paul said, because of the high calling of God, which is on your life, that the world can struggle. It can be a bad economy for them, but for you, you live according to a kingdom economy. Come on. It can be frustration inside of their marriage, but for you, you are submitted unto the Lord. Wives, you're submitted unto husbands. Husbands, you're leading your families in the way of God. See, the current, there should not still be the same struggle that you deal with, that the world deals with. Why? Because we're changing. Now, as we fast forward to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and the 20th verse, watch what the text deals with. The text deals with putting off the old man, the old lifestyle, the behavior, the former ways, that you may be able to put on the new man. Now, the challenge most of the time is oftentimes we're trying to put on a new suit on a dirty body. I can't get no help in here. We're trying to put on a new experience upon an old man. And the issue with doing that is it's out of order. And let me help you with somebody with order. Anything that is out of order, God is not obligated to be a part of it. And I don't care whether it's your marriage. I don't care whether it's your ministry. I don't care whether it's your finances. If it's out of order, you cannot expect God to be a part of it, because anything that is not in order, he's not there. He is not the author of confusion. And if there's confusion somewhere, then somebody ought to say, I need change. Somebody shout, I'm changing everything. Watch what he says here in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 20th verse. He says, put off the old man and put on the new man. See, this has the same idea of putting off or putting on a set of clothes. The idea is the change into a different conduct, a different lifestyle, a different way of being. And if 2019 is going to be different, my prayer life has got to be different. My worship has got to be different. My service unto the kingdom of God through ministries like Better Life has got to be different. My commitment financially has got to be different. In essence, if we want to put on the new man, we got to first take off the old man. And I want you to see this because, for an example, I want you to think of a prisoner who's released from prison but still is wearing the same prison clothes, and he acts like a prisoner instead of a free man. The first thing to tell that person is that they should put on some new clothes. Think about it. If you walked around with somebody who constantly carried themselves according to where they come from, or where they were instead of where they're going, then you'll miss out on the opportunity to see the better they wish they can become. And so, therefore, what we see here inside of the text is that putting on different clothes will change the way you think. It will change the way you see yourself. A person who oftentimes will put on a suit will carry themselves in a more dignified way, a dress, a more dignified way than a person who is still in their pajamas. And so therefore, what Paul is teaching here for the believer, that if you're going to change, if things are going to be different, then you got to put on a different conduct. You got to start with changing your attitude, changing your perspective. This means that we shouldn't wait to feel like the new man before we put on the new man. See, oftentimes the issue with changing is many of you want to feel the change. And can I tell you something here? Feeling is only a response. Feeling is only a response. Your emotions are a response. If you can then set your mind and your emotions follow, then you can determine what experience you're going to feel. See, fundamentally, here's what Paul is saying. He's saying that for the Christian, there must be a break from the past. See, Jesus isn't adding to your old life. The old life dies, and he becomes our new life. I'm constantly hearing of people who cannot move forward because they're too busy dealing with holding on to the issues of their past and individuals who hurt them and things that happen inside of their life. They're constantly trying to have a new experience but from bad memories. And you got to get to the place where you shut the door to yesterday. Yes, they hurt you. Forgive them and move on. Yes, they done wrong to you. Accept it, and you do right by other people. See, you cannot continue to hold on to yesterday and then expect a different experience in your tomorrow. See, you've got to get to the place that you are able to live this life in Christ. And if you do not forgive, if you do not let go, if you do not move forward in spite of what's happening, you will automatically be standing still. And I want you to hear me. Growth is painful. Change is painful. But nothing is as painful as being stuck where you don't belong. And some of you have been where you've been for so long that you wouldn't even know right if it hit you. Come on, some of you have been down in the barrel for so long that you can't even understand the concept of God prospering you, of you living in a no-need state. See, I often heard this by Van Moody, who's a Christian preacher and author, and he made the statement, which is so true, that oftentimes it is difficult for people to think beyond their experience. Which means that if you have never experienced better, it's hard for you to think better. And the reason why is you're too busy holding on to that old experience, to that old existing possibility of the new that could happen. So Paul tells them, he says, in Ephesians, you have not so learned Christ. Now, listen to what Paul is saying. He said, you have not so learned Christ. The repetition here of the idea shows that the putting on of the new man has a strong aspect of learning, understanding, and changing. I'm going to say it again for those of you who need to hear it one more time. Putting on the new man has a strong aspect of learning, understanding, and changing. If you're not learning, if you're not understanding, if you're not changing of who you've been called to be, then you are forfeiting what you can become. And there's some of you, so many of you, who are living behind the schedule. You're behind schedule in life. You're supposed to be further along than you are. You're not supposed to be a thousandaire. You're supposed to be a millionaire. You're supposed to be a millionaire doing big things for the kingdom. But because you refuse to take off yesterday, but because you refuse to let it go, you refuse to turn from that way unto a new way, a better way, you are forfeiting where you could be. And so Paul then deals with them, and he says, watch what he says here. He says, you have not heard and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. So if you have been taught of him, watch what he says here. And here's the challenge for us. He says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In essence, what he's saying is, you got to get to the place of making up your mind to say, I'm changing everything. See, my brothers and sisters, you got to hear me, that your Christian life must be go beyond head knowledge. It must be absolutely inclusive, not just head knowledge, but it has to be a passion or a desire to become better, that you are attracted and drawn to people who are living in their better. It makes no sense for you to hate on somebody who's doing better than you. It would make sense for you to learn what they've done because success leaves clues. And if 2019 is going to be different, you got to even change your set of friends and folks to run with and the people you're connected to. Some of you are connected to folks who are in the same place where you are. No, you got to be the one who says, I'm going to be around those who challenges me, who stretches me, who refocuses me that I can become better. You know why we're so effective in this ministry? With some people and others we aren't. Because some people are determined that they're going to have better. They're expecting to have better. And therefore, when the word goes forth and the opportunity presents itself, they take full advantage of the better. While there's others who always want to complain, well, this is not the way I'm used to or what I used to do or how I used to do it. And therefore, they by default remain the same. Because I want you to understand, when Paul said that we ought to learn of Christ, this is not just in the sense of knowing facts. This is not about knowing facts, but it's the ability to set your mind on the right things, the better things of him, the new covenant of him. This is a very fundamental to the Christian life, that Christian growth can be described as the renewing of your mind. You want to know where maturity is? Maturity is not how long a person has been walking with the Lord. Maturity is not how long you've been saved. Maturity is not how long you've been going to that church or been committed to that ministry. Maturity is the fact that things I used to do, I don't do no more, not because I don't want to, but I don't see the value of doing it. Come on, I'm being renewed in my mind. Romans 12:2, Paul then tells the church at Rome, he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. When the mind is renewed, then you may understand what is the good, the perfect will of God. See, the Ephesians, they learned Christ. Not only learning about Jesus, but they also was learning how to live in him. This means a living, an abiding, a knowledge of Jesus. This means that you are determined to realize that if your way worked, you will be much further along than you are. If your way worked, you will be further along than where you've been. The fact that it doesn't work is why you ought to be open, that when the word goes forth, that you can have better, that you become willing to change everything. Who am I talking to right now? Who is determined that I'm going to change everything? I'm going to change my thinking. I'm going to change my connections. I'm going to change how I even paid my bills. I'm changing it. How I even deal with my money. I'm changing it. You've got to be determined to change everything. Because, listen to me, I want you to understand, just knowing about Jesus is not enough. Just knowing about him will not keep you in that better place. You got to want to become what he was. You got to be the influencer to then turn around and use your life and your testimony to influence others. So if you want to know the Lord Jesus, you must live with him. First, he must speak to you. Speak to you, allowing you to know that this is a new life. And afterwards, you then must be determined to abide in him. He must be the choice companion of your morning hours. Spurgeon said he must be with you throughout the day. He must be with you at the close of the night. And even if you wake up during the night, you must then begin to say, when I wake, I'm still with thee. This is what Spurgeon said, a Christian theologian. He says, in essence, he got to be your all in all. And if God is not your all in all, then I dare to say that some of you are trying to put on a new coat on dirty clothes. You're trying to put a new man on an old man, and that's why you're so confused. That's why your results are so minimum, because you have to be determined. I'm changing everything. The ordinary for me won't do anymore. I need something that's greater, that's bitter, that's better, that's bigger. I need to experience more than ever before. Watch this, because I want you to hear me. When you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness, then the new man is you becoming that new creation. Listen to me. It is a difference from the caterpillar to the butterfly. See, listen, you can hate on the caterpillar all you want, right? But that caterpillar had to go through a transformation process to be that beautiful butterfly, to fly. But many people, they just thankful to be alive as a caterpillar. And living low to the floor, they'll have no expectation, not believing God for anything different, not wanting anything different. Well, God, if I just see another day, I'm going to be all right. No, that's not the will of God. We got to hold God according to his promises. You got to believe God for better because he promised it, not because you just want it. And that's when the transformation process happens, where the caterpillar begins to evolve into the butterfly, or he becomes a creation. And I'm here to tell you that according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if it be in Christ, he is a creation. All things are pathway, all things become new. That new creation has made up my mind. I'm changing everything. And I want you to hear me. If you're going to have true conversion in your life, then you first got to make up your mind. You got to make up your mind. I can't do what I did the last 10 years. Because if I do, the next 10 years is going to resemble the last. I don't care how much you put it in the atmosphere, how much you decree it. The reality is your results will be based upon your behavior. Did you hear what I said here? I want you to hear me. I'm going to say it one more time because I need you to get it. Your results will be based upon your behavior. And if you're unwilling to change your behavior, then your results will never change. And I want you to hear me, that it is the person who's created according to the image of Christ that is instinctively righteous and holy. And when I say holy, I'm not talking about perfect. I'm talking about consecrated. You are instinctively, it's inside of you, that even though I can go and do some things, I don't do it, not because I don't want to do it, but instinctively, it's an instinct inside of me to want to please him and not mess up where I'm going because of where I've been. See, in contrast to the old man, who is the person inherited from Adam, we instinctively have this innate ability to rebel against God. But if you're going to move according to the new man, it's going to start because you've made up your mind, I'm going to change what? Not some things, I'm not changing how I do this or how I do that. And, you know, it often amazes me how some people refocus the things of God to fit where they're comfortable. They refocus it to fit where they're comfortable. Instead of embracing it for what it is, for the way that God wanted you to be. Listen to me. If you really understood who you're supposed to be, I promise you, you'd stop settling where you are. If you really understood what you're supposed to become, you would stop settling where you are. And many of you have been settling, and you are settling, and you keep settling, because you don't know that there could be more. And I'm here to tell you that's my assignment to the body of Christ. That's my anointing to teach you, to stretch you, and prepare you for one word, two syllables, better. But if that's going to happen, you have to put off the old man. Now, watch this, because of the fact that I love when Paul teaches this to the Ephesians. He doesn't leave them where they are. He just doesn't tell them. If you learn Christ, you need to put off and put on. But he says, watch what happens when you put on. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 25 to 32, we now see the conduct, the lifestyle of a person who put on the new man. And this is what we're going to close out today. Because if you're going to change everything, this is what changing everything looks like. Watch what the scripture says. Ephesians 4, 25 to 32 says, therefore, putting on and lying, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. In essence, we're seeing the interconnectedness of this community. And when you understand it, no matter what church you go to, no matter who you are part of, if you name the name of Christ, we are all interconnected. We got to learn how to speak the truth in love. And then the scripture goes on to say that this new man, this person who's changed everything, also changed their perspective when it comes to being angry and sinning. Because the scripture then says, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Listen to me. I am guilty of this. I've been guilty, but I'm determined to change everything. I know what it's like to be married and let the sun go down on your wrath. I know what it's like to go through and be in relationships and literally be offended and allow that to go on and be upset without dealing with it. When you do that, and you don't deal with things, you give place to the devil. He then begins to put things in your mind about certain people, about certain things, and before you know it, the possibility of what could be now is different than the actuality of what is. Because instead of you walking in the freedom, now you're bound looking as if somebody's against you or somebody's trying to come against you. And I'm here to tell you that we got to understand this is why when Paul said this is the conduct of the new man. This is how a new person, a person who's willing to change everything, this is how they operate. Listen to me. They operate in this way by not letting the sun go down on their wrath, neither give place to the enemy. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something, give to who is in need. And that's what this shares with us, that if you're going to change everything, then God will bless the works of your hands, that through your increase, you'll be able to serve others. That's why this ministry exists, that we can not only better you, but better those who are touched through you, because you become better. And look what he says, and watch what Paul says in here. He says, let him work with his hands, that which is good, that you may have something to give those who are in need. But then he says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification. Mama used to say it this way, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, then don't you say nothing at all. Because anytime you speak against somebody's progress, you speak against somebody's blessing, you speak against that person, you then violate yourself, which shows indication that you have not changed. That the old man still exists. Ain't no sense to cuss folk out. You know, you bless them out. I've learned that no matter whether I agree or not agree, I'm going to bless you anyway. Why? Because God's going to deal with the rest. But I'm not going to curse you and then allow myself to be under the same judgment. Somebody shout, I'm changing everything. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which ministers grace until the hearers and edification unto the person who is spoken to. And do not, watch the scripture says, grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, let all wrath, flood of anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Now, let me break this down, because we're going to close out with this, but I need you to see this, because if you're going to change everything, you must be first willing. Somebody who won't forgive the avenue God not to forgive you. And if you have unforgiving sin in your life, it can block your blessing. Some of you wonder why you haven't increased the way you should have, because you haven't forgiven. Some of you wonder why the overflow has not taken root. You've been sowing and giving and doing this and doing that. You've been crossing over into this new year. Individuals who I consider I had an ought against, individuals who I had a problem with, and I contacted them, and I said, you know what? I just want to say to you, forgive me. Now, they said, wow, this is strange. This is out of nowhere. I said, I want to say forgive me, because I'm making up my mind in 2019 to change everything. And if you can't have those conversations, if you're too busy holding on to folk and what they've done to you and how they didn't love you and how they wasn't there for you and how they overlooked you and how they didn't see the value in you, then watch this. You are allowing malice and anger and all these other things to be in your heart, which is keeping you from the things of God. So therefore, this is why when Paul said this is the way the new man ought to conduct himself, he said, put away lying. The new man tells the truth. The motive for doing this is because we are members of one another. Therefore, there is no place for lying. Body can only function as it tells itself the truth. You got to learn, even if you're in marriage, to tell the truth. If you're unhappy, speak your unhappiness. But then speak it with the anticipation of finding how to get back to that place of happiness. Not speaking it because you just want to hurt the other person. If you're inside of a business relationship and the other person not keeping their end, be honest. Listen, you got to carry yourself as that new man, as that person who's changing. I'm no longer going to bite my tongue simply because I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. No, I'm going to tell you the truth, and together we're going to work it out. I'm going to tell you the truth, and together we're going to bring ourselves through this and helping anybody right now. And so look at this, what the scripture says here, because you've got to understand, if members one to another, there is no place for lying. There is no place. If your hand touches something hot and your hand tells your brain that it's cool, your hand will be severely burned. This is why telling the truth is so important, because we are members to one another. And if the hand and the brain, which are two parts of the body that function together, is not on one accord, then the body will not be able to function effectively. Then he says, be angry, but do not sin. See, the new man, the person who's changing everything, will get angry. There'll be times that he'll get angry, but he will not sin. The new man knows how to let go of his wrath, thus giving no opportunity for the enemy to come right in. Here is suggested that the anger can be prevented from going into a greater sin if strict time limit is placed unto it. And that's why the scripture said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. But you can be angry. Yes, that's right. Walk away. But then you bring yourself on back and deal with the issue at hand, or else the enemy will come in and he will plant thoughts. And he will accuse, and he will divide the family of God, and he will sow discord among of the people of God. And therefore, we ought not to harbor our anger even in our heart, because when we do this, we are doing the devil's work for him. Think about it. Folk who you got issues with, you ain't going to do nothing for them. You ain't going to pray for them. Oftentimes, you ain't going to even, if they were thirsty, give them something to drink. Why? Because you got issues with them. See, the devil has to do his work. He got you working for him. But because you determined to change everything this year, anybody who I have an issue with, I'm quickly going to get it right. I'm quickly going to sit down with that individual and say, there's a misunderstanding that we need to work through. And then do that. Why? Because I need nothing standing in the way of me moving in my better in 2019. Then she goes on to say, oh, steal no more. See, the new man does not steal, but he works with his hands. He does this only to provide for his own needs, not only for his needs, but also to have something to give to anybody else who has needs. But understand that your labor, your work, is literally translated to exert yourself. And the question that is, constant working heart that God commands those who steal to have. And that, and that instead of stealing, trying to get the easy way, we got to be so busy about the Father's business that we literally work from can to can. There are often times that my administrator, and God bless her dearly, she got to send me reminders throughout the night, Pastor, please go to sleep. Pastor, please go to sleep. Why? Because I am up in the middle of the night working from can to can because I refuse to allow one day to slip away in 2019 that I can't be my all and I can't help others to get to their all. Are you hear what I'm saying here? And you put that same intensity. Make no sense to steal when God can bless the works of your hands and you can increase in a way that is greater than you've ever been. And then the scripture goes on to say, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. See, the new man knows how to speak, how to watch his tongue. He knows how to speak what is good and necessary for edification and desiring to impart grace to those who are hearing. This new man, the man who determined, or determining everything, is using vulgarity or slanderousness or gossiping talk. See, they're not trying to call up you to tell you on the side what happened with so-and-so. They can care less. You know what? They're praying. And I believe that we got to get back to that place where we start living inside of a position of moving with the grace. And then the scripture says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. See, the new men will not grieve the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Knowing that the Holy Spirit is our seal, both in the sense of identification and protection. Holy Spirit helps you to identify who you are, and he protects you as moving in that there are many ways to grieve the Holy Spirit. And we do that by neglecting the consecration and grieving the Holy Spirit and by literally putting things before him. That instead of us serving him and serving what is good and befitting for the kingdom, we're only looking for ourselves. Well, I can't give to that because I got to take care of this, and I can't do that, or Ben can't be there because I need to rest, and I got to, listen, no, we got to be in a place where we don't grieve the Spirit of God. When God wants to use you, you've got to be available to be used. And you grieve him when he wants to use you, and you make excuses on why you can't do it. Well, Pastor, I can't go and do that because I'm too busy doing my thing. No, no, you're grieving the Holy Spirit. We got to begin to flow with the understanding that if you're going to walk in this new way, then you're going to move in with a collective instead of on the individual front. I said this to a group of leaders inside of our ministry just recently, that if, in fact, God never called me to be a senior pastor, I would have been happy being a part of a pastoral team. Why? Because I believe that anything I'm a part of, I can help make better. I believe that. And when you're the senior pastor, I look for people who are like me. I look for people who are like me, who want to contribute to the betterment of what we're doing. And if you are a part of that, then guess what happens? You then can partake in the glory because you were a part of developing the story. And I'm here to tell you today that you will, again, grieve Holy Spirit when he want to use you, but you make excuses on why you can't. Well, I can't love nobody else because I've never been loved. I can't be a good father because I never had one. I can't be a good mother because I lost, because I don't know her. Come on here. Come on. You got to be available because you're willing to change everything. Lastly, he says it this way. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you. See, the new man, the person who is determined to change everything, is getting control over their emotions. Bitterness, wrath, and so on and so forth. Such things do emerge, but they're able to deal with them in a manner that glorifies God. It was Aristotle who defined bitterness as the resentful spirit that refuses reconciliation. Again, Aristotle, a philosopher, around the first century, he says the bitterness is a resentful spirit that refuses reconciliation. Wrath, anger, speaks of an outburst of the moment. Anger speaks of a settled disposition. All these things we got to put away. You got to put away. Listen to me. The blessing that God want to bring your way, that all those things that are inside are blocking and stopping your progress. It's blocking and stopping it. That's why you're behind schedule, because you were supposed to be so far ahead. And then he says, and this is what we close out. He says, after you put away those things, this new man, the person who's determined to change everything, is kind to one another, is tenderhearted. They forgive one another. See, the new man seeks to show the same kindness, the same tenderheartedness and forgiveness to others that God has shown him. One of my spiritual sons was talking to me the other day, and they began to share with me how they were reflecting on the scriptures. And when they were reflecting on the scriptures, they began to cry. They began to cry when they saw the grace of God towards them and how God didn't have to do it, but he did it anyhow. God didn't have to love him, but he loved them anyhow. And it was so overwhelming that they literally began to cry. And when I heard that, I began to say, that's it, God. Here's somebody who's determined to change everything, that they can show the same kindness, the same tenderness, the same forgiveness to somebody else, because they realize what God has shown to them. And if we Paul tells us to do in the fourth chapter. In the fourth chapter, he tells us we will fulfill all the things that he's told us to do if we simply changing everything. After he tells us, treated me. Let me tell you this. All you got to do, and if I had a bad time, I tell you, when I look over my life and think it over, I can truly think I test the money listening. Anybody are in a place where you realize that if it wasn't for God on your side, where could you be? How could you be? Anybody can look back and remember that when others have let go of you and cast you aside, God was strong. I'm here to tell you this, and please hear me. Be clearly that this right here is the new man of what we ought to become. And Ephesians, the fourth chapter, is so profound because it shows us how to change everything and what it looks like when we do. Lastly, Jesus, the scripture says, just as God in Christ forgave you. Listen to me. Our forgiveness to others is patterned after the forgiveness of Jesus towards us. When we think of the amazing way God forgives us, it is shameful for us to withhold forgiveness for those who have done us wrong. In 2019, if your life is going to change, if you're going to see things differently, you got to begin to forgive others. And to make us no longer allow circumstance to be what it used to be, but you're going to give people the benefit of the doubt. You're going to say to them, you know what, I forgive you even if you're not sorry. You know, I'm going to love you, I'm going to serve you, I'm going to treat you as God has treated me. And if you're determined to do that, then that's what it likes to change everything. That's what it looks like to change everything. The question is, when you make the decision, then will you get in that position? Again, will I make the decision to change everything? Number two, would I be in the position of what it looks like of a person who does that, who have done that? Put off the old man. Put on the new man. Put off the old man. Put on the new man. Put off the old you, new you, because a better situation is waiting. God is waiting to make connections for you, to open up doors where you can connect with people who can help you get to the next level. But you got to be new when you come to them. You cannot bring your inconsistencies, your failures of the past, your skepticism. You can't bring that into new relationships, because once you bring that, you will force it. What can happen in your tomorrow. When I personally look back over my life and I see some of the opportunities that I missed, God has given me some great ones, and some I've missed because I wasn't new, because I refused to change. Well, that time is not this time. That time is not this time, for I'm determined to be everything God wants me to be so he can trust me wherever he needs me to be. Is that your testimony today? Can you do that today? Can you say, God, work on me? If that's you, I want you to lift your hands for a moment here. Let me pray for you. Lift your hand for a moment. And as you begin to lift your hands for one moment, I want you to understand and hear me as I tell you, hear me clearly. I want you to know this. Make no mistake about it. But God, no question, is going to do a work in you because you determined to change everything. Will you change everything? Will you do it? If you would do it, I want you to lift your hands and say it in the atmosphere. I'm determined to change everything. I'm determined to change everything. And what I love about the text is now you know what changing everything looks like. Now you know where the standard is. Some of you are saying, oh, I'm just going to be better. Well, how? What does better look like for you? But according to the scripture, according to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 25 to 32, we see an image, a reflection of what better looks like. And if you're determined to be better by changing everything, now you're ready for all things, all good things that God has in store for you, because there's nothing that can stand in the way. I need to pray for you. I need to pray for you today. I need to pray for each and every person who is not only determined for better, but who's willing to do whatever is necessary that they won't lose out on the better that God has promised. And if that's you today, there's a reason why you're on the line right now. This is about you. This is not pointing the finger. This is not wanting for others to be better. This is about us today. It's about us realizing and recognizing where we are, where we missed it, and where we should be. Did you hear what I said in those three? Where are you? Where have you missed it? And then where should you be? And if you will work on that, then all good things that the Bible promises for the life of the believer will be your experience. Stop decreeing your increase in opportunity this year unless you're willing to work on the things inside of you that you are willing to change. Because you're ready for it? Only when you give it up can you have it all. Did you hear what I said here? God told me to tell you, only when you give it up can you have it all. And if you will not give it up, you will delay it all. I'm tired of the delay. How about you? I am done with not having everything that God has promised me. How about you? And if you're that serious about receiving it, about walking inside of it, about getting it, then this is what you need to do. You need to make up your mind. I'm determined to change everything. And if that's your prayer, if that's your heart, then indeed God will do it in you, through you, and then because of you. Are you ready? Can we pray together? Let me pray with you today. And as I pray with you, I want you to hear this, and then I want you to declare it. I'm changing everything. I'm being empowered to be better. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray right now for those who are under the sound of my voice, whom you have given this word to. And Father, we may look directly into the mirror, not in our memory from other folk and who need to hear this and who should have heard it, but Father, we are looking at ourselves and we're saying, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. God, I'm asking for every person under the sound of my voice who is serious about succeeding in 2018 to make up their mind that they're changing everything. They're going to change their walk. They're going to change their talk. They're going to take off the old man, the old lifestyle, what they used to do, and they're going to put on the new man after righteousness. They're going to do it for your glory. And God, I give you praise today because I know and believe that this is only the best. Of your people, move upon us, keep us in all truth, and we will give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, yes again, amen. All right, saints of God, that's my time. Thank you so much for yours. Before you go, we want to challenge you today. We want to challenge you that before you get deep into this year, before you really go forth, I want you to get a pen and paper, and I want you to write out everything. Make a list of everything you're determined to change. And if the things you're determined to change is what was found in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and 26th verse, the 25th verse on down to the 32. Write that down. Put that before you. Make that list. And every time one of those things rise up, remind yourself, I'm not that man anymore. I'm not that woman anymore. I'm different because I have determined to change everything. Were you blessed today? If you was blessed today from today's teaching, go ahead and give God some praise right now, wherever you are. Just go ahead and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank the Lord for his graciousness. Amen. And I want to give you a couple of announcements before we let you go today. And we know I want you to get a new year seed in your hand. This is a new year seed. I want to challenge you that there's two persons whom the Lord is challenging to give a $250 seed. That's 250. I want you to give $250 seed. Two persons whom God is challenging to do that. Everybody else, I want you to get as close to $40 as you can. As close to 40 as you can. As you get ready to give that, I want you to decree in the atmosphere, this is the seed that's going to meet my need because I'm changing everything. That's what I want you to do. As you get ready to give, how can I give, Pastor? Go to betterlifeseeker.com. Click on Donate Now. Or if you have Cash App, you certainly can give by way of Cash App. Whether you're one of those two, there's only two persons the Lord shows me whom he's challenging you. God is challenging you, not me, to give a $250 seed. And everybody else gets 40. 40 is the number of generations. That's right. This is where your generation changes, starting with you. Either way, we want to give that seed as a New Year seed today. And you can do that. If you're on Cash App, go to the $ Better Life Increase. That's right, the $ Better Life Increase on Cash App. Or go to our website, betterlifeseeker.com. Click on Donate Now. Give unto the Lord. Amen. So every person who gives, we're going to give a recording of the teaching today. I know some parts may have been unclear due to the technology. I'm literally on the Gulf of Mexico in Pensacola, Florida, on assignment here, teaching directly from here, live from Pensacola. And I know there might have been some issues with the connection, but the recording will have everything straight and everything direct. And I want to challenge you to be a part of this. Amen. As we go forth in the greater good of God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've made up my mind. I'm changing everything. That's right. I got to do it the right way. I got to live it the right way. Is that your testimony? I've got to do it God's way because his way is the only way that truly works. Not what I thought. Not what I'm comfortable with. It's got to be done his way. That's right. Let us learn that we can become better than we've ever been before. Amen. Thank you for your giving. Let me pray for it as I pray for you, and I let you go for the day. Father, in the name of Christ, I thank you, every person under the sound of my voice, whom you have called and for such a time as this. Father, I pray the pointing of increase upon their lives because they're giving unto good ground. Thank you for being a ministry that is committed. Thank you for allowing us to be a ministry that's committed to teaching people how to become better, not just meaningless talk. But, Father, focus direction, and we give you praise because we believe that, Lord, you are raising up people who are going to impact the kingdom of God in a better way, a better than ever, starting with us today. And we thank you today. Now, every seed that's being sown into this ministry, increase them, O God. Bless them for their giving in good ground. Bless them because they're obeying your truth. And we thank you that increase should be a part of our life because we're determined to change everything. Nothing else is going to block or stop us in Jesus' name because we're willing to do it all the way that you have promised. And we thank you for that possibility and the opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, thank God. Thank God. Amen. All right, saints of God, that's my time. Thank you so much for yours. If you've been blessed, certainly join us on tonight. Don't miss tonight. Tonight in the area near you. We are doing our community gathering. We're excited. If you're on this line and you in your particular area, go online to betterlifeseeker.com. Click on the gathering. I want you to fill out the information. We're going to let you know where the closest community gathering is going to be. You're going to be among other Better Life believers who have the mind, the heart, and the desire to become better together. And we're going to be doing a powerful time growing in the Word of the Lord. It's going to be a community gathering, not like a church service, not like a Bible study, but more of a community gathering of coming together where you're going to grow in God together. It's going to be a powerful time. You do not want to miss it. And we're happy to have it. I'm real excited about what's happening all across this nation at 7:30 tonight. How can I be a part of it? Go online. You can find one in your area and be a part of it. This is only the beginning. And if it's not in your area, there's still room and space for us to help establish in that way. God bless you all. We love you. Thank you for your giving unto the ministry. Be obedient to God. And as you're obedient to God, especially this year, you should see the results of your obedience. Let the Lord bless you because you trust him. God bless you all. Have a great day. That's at 7 p.m. We start at 7:30, but we're gathering at 7 p.m. to start at 7:30 tonight for the community gathering. God bless you all. Thank you for being on the call. And remember, matter of fact, before you get off the call, I want you to declare in the atmosphere, hashtag, I'm changing everything. That's right. Put that as a testimony online on your social media. Hashtag, I'm changing everything because the ordinary for me won't do. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Hashtag, I am changing everything. Thank you for that powerful word, Pastor Blue. Love all of you guys. Remember, keep a smile on your face. You never know who's looking or who may need one. And continue to walk and talk in victory and freedom. Love you all.
Hashtag, I'm changing everything. The ordinary just will not do. Everyone be blessed. And thank you, Pastor, for another powerful, awesome teaching.
Hashtag, I am changing everything, everything about me, who I am changing. Everyone have a blessed one. Thank you, Pastor Blue, Pastor Michelle, for amazing word. Love you guys. Love everyone. Have a blessed day.
Hashtag, I am changing everything. I live with the best. I sleep with the best. I have the best.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast with A.O. Blue, produced by Better Life Media. We trust that you have been blessed by today's teaching. Please let us know at pastoralblue@gmail.com. For more information and to obtain a copy of today's broadcast, please visit www.betterlifeseeker.com. Just click the tab that says More, then Shop. Thank you for spending time with this ministry. To discover the tools and techniques to build your better life now, we would like to you to give a donation to support the ministry. You can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Again, you can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Or you can go to www.betterlifeseeker.com. Click on Donate Now, where you can give through Cash App or PayPal online. Every gift is a gift that helps us to lead people to better. We bless you, we love you, and want you to always remember, God created your life, but it's up to you to create the level of your living. And we, the Better Life Spiritual Community, can help. See you again next time on Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast, where it's already getting better.
Grace and peace. This is A.L. Blue of Better Lifeology. I'm a pastor, mentor, author, and Better Life teacher of the spiritual community, the Better Life Empowerment Movement Incorporated. And you're listening to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast. What if I told you that you are more than they told you? What if I told you that you are better than you ever imagined? That you have power within you, a God-given power to change your current reality, no matter how much or how little that change may be. See, this power is within you. Join us on a journey of discovery that you may live your better life now. It's called Better Lifeology. And as you learn of these skills, practices, along with the Better Life principles, you will see the results you've been praying for, the results you've been looking for, and ultimately running after. And now they'll be manifested in you. Better Lifeology is the ability to learn how to manifest your better life now. And anyone can do this. It starts with you. And we have an assignment from God, an ordained purpose, to help you build your better life experience as you're tapping into the power that is already contained within you. Welcome to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast, where it's already getting better.